In modern days, I've led a number of expeditions, and my way of leading was more democratic, where I would say, okay, you do it. You know, you lead today. And in the 1990s, the military type leadership does not go over very well. Although a lot of people think that they want a leader that's going to just cheer them up and carry the flag for them. But the reality it is that when you get a leader like that giving people commands and telling them what to do, it doesn't go over very well in the 1990s. I found when I led an international team across Antarctica, the strength of cooperation, especially international cooperation, is what held us together. We got in very serious situations where we had sent out caches in the summer before in good weather, and we couldn't find those caches, and we were 2,000 miles from our camp, and our radio didn't even work. So the outside world didn't know what we were going through, but we had to find the next cache or perish, and we were on tight rations, and dogs were starting to die, and very, very, very serious situation. But what held us together there was really a cooperation, a mutual love between the six of us. And that seemed to work, or did work very well, because we survived it.
And there weren't leadership questions at that point. You weren't fighting. That kind of stuff didn't happen.
There was, at one point, when it got very serious, I had to call all the shots. I mean, I usually lead from the back seat, and I do like to delegate out. But at this one situation, we were almost over our head. And I called the shots then, and at that point, in a very serious situation, it's like emergency first aid situation. Someone's got to call the shots. Someone's got to say, okay, do this, do that, do that. I took over at that point for, you know, a 10-day period or so, but the rest of the expedition was more everybody had a particular job, and, you know, I didn't have to say, okay, your turn to do that. We all had our own jobs, and we meshed together very well.